This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtain on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? You are listening to the one show where you can get the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I am certified financial planner Jason Qualls, one of the only commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. For all about me, check out jasonquallscfp.com, jasonquallscfp.com, jasonquallscfp.com. And if you're new to the show, let me fill you in on what Financial Coaching Radio is all about. Number one, no hidden agenda. It's in the intro, been in the intro since the beginning of time. No hidden agenda, no books to sell. That's what that means. We don't have anything we're pushing on you. No books, no seminar tickets, definitely not financial products. Some radio shows just want you to call them, buy some indexed annuity. Not on Financial Coaching Radio. We don't have that type of agenda. If you're looking for what our agenda is, it's to give you the real deal money truth. And that leads me to number two thing about Financial Coaching Radio. Only expert financial help. No self-promoting quote-unquote gurus on this show. No matter the topic, you'll typically get to hear from a industry expert. Whether it be estate planning, we have an estate planning attorney, or taxes, and we have a CPA, or all things related to personal finance, you got me, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. And if we talk about insurance, we have insurance specialists on. So I'm not going to tell you that I'm a jack of all trades, because I'm not. And no one can be. That's why gurus typically fall short on their help. And we believe in expert, objective money help right here on Financial Coaching Radio. You need to start your 2015 financial planning off right, and that means you need to get a second opinion on your financial life, your financial plan, your retirement plan, but not just any second opinion. A second opinion from a commission-free, fee-only certified financial planner. You ever wonder why every objective radio show, objective money magazine, objective money article tells you to go seek out a commission-free, fee-only financial planner? Because they know how the industry works. I do too, and that's why you got to get a second opinion on your financial life from an independent, commission-free, certified financial planner. You want your advisor to only work for you. You want your advisor to only be paid by you. And you want your advisor to be trained, right? At least you should want all these things. You want your advisor to be trained in personal finance, and the top designation is certified financial planner. If you want to find out how I do things, give me a shout for an initial consultation. They are free, by the way. JasonQualls, CFP.com. JasonQualls, CFP.com. But it doesn't have to be me. I don't care what commission-free advisor you go to. I hope it's me. I'd be honored to help you out. But if not, find one locally. There aren't many of us, but they're out there. JasonQualls, CFP.com. First up on the agenda is some latest news on the rising debt. U.S. consumers increased their borrowing in November of last year. The Federal Reserve said that consumer borrowing rose by $14.1 billion in November. That's following a $16 billion increase in October of 2014. So $16 billion more debt by consumers in October, $14 billion more debt in November. The gains have pushed consumer debt, excluding real estate loans, to a record level of $3.3 trillion. The latest figures suggest that an improving economy over the past year has been making consumers more comfortable with going into debt. As mentioned, the Fed's report excludes real estate loans. There is a quarterly report issued by the New York Federal Reserve Bank that tracks all of consumer debt or consumer borrowing, and it shows a total household debt, including mortgages, increasing by $78 billion from July to September to $11.7 trillion total. So total consumer debt, including everything, is about $12 trillion. That's slightly off the peak. We hit the peak as consumer borrowing back in 2008 at $12.7 trillion. Now we're at $11.7 trillion. Still not good news. Auto and student loans are way up 8.4%. Credit card debt has also risen 3.4% from levels a year ago. So it seems when the economy does well, people want to go out and borrow more money, which makes no sense. You know, again, the Fed number excludes real estate. So, you know, most people would encourage you to take out a mortgage, at least, you know, a fixed rate mortgage to buy a home. But the debt level is growing in the auto and student loan and credit card area astronomical rates. So I don't know why people feel like they can just go borrow and spend more money because the economy is doing well. So that's the consumer debt information. What about the national debt information? What about the national debt? You know, what is that number at? Well, the U.S. national debt is at about $18 trillion, just a tad over $18 trillion. It increases by $2.45 billion, let's just say $2.5 billion per day. National debt grows at $2.5 billion per day, give or take a couple million. But $18.1 trillion, I believe, is the U.S. national debt. Each U.S. citizen's share of the national debt is $57,000. So if everyone were to write a check today to the government for $57,000, we could wipe out everyone as a citizen. We could wipe out the national debt. I don't know how you feel about that. That's not really the point. Is a point to contrast consumer borrowing with the U.S. government borrowing to lead into this next topic. And this next topic, or next little piece of information, has to do a lot with, should we be borrowing more money? President Obama wants to make 2 years of community college free and available to anyone, almost. This obviously would come at a significant price tag to taxpayers. The idea of paying for 2 years of community college would require a Republican-controlled Congress to pass legislation so the federal government could pay for 75% of tuition and then have the states pick up the other 25% of the tuition. If all states signed on to Obama's free college plan, an estimated 9 million students could benefit. That's good news. More people, education, I don't know. People believe that education is the answer. Not always the case. Not going to get into the details of the – I don't think it's ever going to go anywhere. But this just shows you the mentality of some of the folks that are in office. The mentality of the folks. We have an $18.1 trillion national debt. We cannot get enough – we're not collecting enough money in taxes to meet our outflow as an economy or government. Our national debt is growing by $2.5 billion a day. And politicians, our top politician – I know it's not me, not mine, definitely not, probably not yours. But the president has the nerve to propose something like free college for 2 years. What the heck? You know, we can't even pay our bills as it is, so we just want to add to it. Folks, you got to remember that a lot of the mentality of some of these politicians on the left and the right, conservative or liberal, they have a job. And what their job is to keep their job, to get reelected. And the liberals know that the more people they get sucking off the government, the more people they're going to have voting for them. This is because they're not dummies. They know that we can't afford to pay for two or three years of college. Why even propose it? Because if it gets passed, they're going to raise taxes on the higher folks, take that higher tax money, give it to the folks that are making a 2.0 GPA so they can go to community college for 2 years. And that's somehow going to help things. Folks, personal responsibility is key. How do we get away from where we were 50 years ago? I have no idea. Wish we can go back in time. Get our flux capacitor out and go back in time. Because something's all screwy with a big part of the population, and also a big part, most if not all, of the politicians think that everyone deserves something without actually having to chip in and do anything for it. Half of Americans not paying any taxes. Why should they get a free ride for tuition? Anyway, there's a rundown on our economy debt, our economic debt, and our consumer debt. Right after this break, we got some more money, good stuff coming our way. Talk about IRA rules you got to know for 2015. Stick around. This is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. Hit me up. Email the show at financialcoachingradio.com.
Recent reports show that half of Americans don't have any of the most basic estate planning documents, like a will or powers of attorney. Folks, if you're married or have children, you can't put this off any longer. Call John Baker, estate planning attorney, right now at 896-5621. As a husband, wife, mother, or father, you owe it to your loved ones to make sure your estate plan is in order. So call John Baker at 896-5621 or go to bakercounsel.com.
Would you trust your doctor or surgeon if they had never been to medical school? Of course not. So why trust your financial future to a financial advisor with little training or education? Anyone can call themselves a financial planner or a financial advisor. But a certified financial planner has been extensively trained. My name is Jason Qualls, and I am one of just a few certified financial planners in this area. So ask your current advisor about their education and training. Then call me, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, at 878-2134 or go to jasonquallscfp.com. Would you like your business to be more efficient? Well-organized financial records are the foundation of any successful business. Take an advantage over your competition today by calling Tuthero Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. They can provide you with expert bookkeeping, payroll services, tax planning, and much, much more. Go to thwcpa.com or call them at 848-1072 today.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Donegal Insurance Group use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Make Middle Tennessee Insurance Group your choice. Call today for your hassle-free quote at 615-898-0053.
Are there holes in your financial plan? The foundation of a solid financial plan sits atop of the right amount of life insurance, long-term disability insurance, and even long-term care insurance. Just because insurance isn't that fun to talk about doesn't mean an unexpected event won't wreck your financial world. Call Dan Curtis of Curtis Financial Group today and make sure your financial foundation is on solid ground. Dan Curtis, Curtis Financial Group at 224-9527. That's 224-9527 or go to curtisfinancialgroup.com.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
This is Scott inviting you to come in and check out the largest selection of new and used fitness equipment in Murfreesboro. New equipment arriving daily.
Trade in, trade up.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon. This report brought to you by the Allstate Delta Trip Agency. We've got 04 Parkway at Bridge, 04 Parkway at Chapman Place, 04 Parkway at Kaysen Lane with traffic moving well. No reports of accidents or incidents in Murfreesboro. I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 Medical Center Parkway, all moving well for us at this time. For all your auto, home, and life insurance needs, call Allstate Agent Delta Trip, located on Murfreesboro Pike at the Mount Zion Plaza. Call for a free quote at 246-0652. That's 246-0652. I'm Randy Ryan, News Radio WGNS, Air Watch Traffic.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
show. This is Financial Coaching Radio, the only place in Rutherford County to make sure you're getting the truth about personal finance. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner. Hit up the website, financialcoachingradio.com, financialcoachingradio.com. Like me, like the show on Facebook, follow on Twitter. All the links are there on the website, financialcoachingradio.com. You'll also find a link. Click email the show. We'll take money questions about anything regarding personal finance, retirement, investing, tax planning, estate planning, insurance planning. Why so many areas? Because that's what makes up a real comprehensive financial plan, and that's what a certified financial planner is trained to do. financialcoachingradio.com. Click email the show. If you want to find out more about me and my unique commission-free financial planning practice, go to jasonquallscfp.com, jasonquallscfp.com, jasonquallscfp.com. Appreciate you tuning in today. We're with you Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WGNS. All right, some IRA rules, some changes to IRA rules that happened in 2014. Well, we're in a new year, and it's when these new rules, I believe, start kicking in. Not really concerned with what the exact start date, they're here. We have some new IRA rules, and you got to make sure you abide by these IRA rules, or you can get in a little bit of trouble. The last one is more important and relates to your estate planning, but this first one is important because I was talking with an online investment company today, just finding out more how they worked. And they don't do what is known as an ACAT transfer. If you want to roll your money from your current, you know, say Fidelity account to them, you got to actually have a check written out to you, and then you take the check down to them. You know, you still wouldn't be penalized or taxed. How it's just called a direct rollover. Anyway, you know, you get the check in hand. That's what this first IRA rule has to do with. Retirement accounts are pretty complicated when you get down to some of the nuts and bolts. There were two recent court rulings that threw a lot of monkey wrenches into the works of IRAs. You got to know these new rules if you're an IRA owner. Last year, a court case found that you're only allowed to do one per year transfer. So it's known as a 60-day rollover, 160-day transfer. You take money out of your IRA, or the investment company cuts you a check. You got to get that money into your account within 60 days. You're going to owe taxes and maybe penalties depending on how old you are. But that's not really the difference. That's always been there. It's that the IRS is only allowing you to do this once per 12 months, not once per year. Not once per calendar year, once every 365 days. And I think it's one, it doesn't matter how many IRAs that you have, you only get to do it once. The IRS published a notice clarifying the new rule for someone who has multiple IRAs, because you may have a regular IRA, maybe a SEP IRA, and maybe a Roth IRA. The IRS doesn't care how many IRAs you have. You get one once per year IRA rollover every 365 days, not calendar year. So if you did one today, I don't care for which IRA. So you transferred your Roth to a different company and the check came to you. It wasn't just a direct transfer, a broker transfer. Check came to you and you put the money back. That's your limit. That's it. You can't do another one for 365 days in any of your other IRAs. If it happens, then they're going to disallow that second rollover that came to you, and there's going to be penalties, and will be taxes depending on what type of account and if there was growth there, if it were a Roth, etc. Now I won't get into how that's taxed today, but note, one direct rollover per year. Doesn't matter how many IRAs you have. That's a big deal. And if you know, at all costs, you're going to want to avoid direct rollovers. Just do a trustee to trustee or custodian to custodian transfer. This is what's done between brokerage companies. The IRS ruling doesn't apply to trustee, custodian to custodian. So if it's all done internally without you receiving the money, you have nothing to worry about. Do as many as you want, many transfers as you want. That's the way I think it should be done anyway. But in some cases, you're not allowed to do that. The bigger note here on for you out there listening to Financial Coaching Radio with larger IRAs, I would say anyone with a $250,000 IRA or 401k needs to listen up. This has to do with inherited IRAs. The IRAs are 401ks that you leave behind. The courts have ruled that an IRA inherited by your children or any non-spouse is now subject to creditors or not creditor protected. I mean, if you were to let your daughter inherit your $1 million IRA, she gets divorced. Well, that husband could take part of your $1 million IRA. Or if you were to get in a lawsuit, it's not protected from creditors. This is a big deal. The exception is spousal rollovers at death are protected, I believe. There's no real concrete evidence. But the big deal is if you have a larger IRA that's going to be, could be going down to your, a non-spouse, a child, a niece, a nephew, a brother, a sister, that money is no longer considered retirement money, even though it came from your IRA, and it's no longer protected. And some of you out there listening are going to want creditor protection. Protection from a divorce, protection from a lawsuit, protection from bankruptcy, or protection from folks needing to have heirs that want to spend a lot of money. There's some things you can do with your estate plan to get back this protection, even though the Supreme Court ruled that the non-spouse inherited IRAs are no longer protected. And what you can do, if the IRA is big enough, now this is not going to apply to small IRAs. You're just going to have to deal with it if you have a small IRA. But if you have a substantial IRA, I would strongly urge you to learn more about what's called an IRA trust or retirement trust. This is where you, in some sense, except for the cost of setting up the trust, paying the attorney to get the document drafted, you get to have your cake and eat it too, or yet your heirs, those you leave behind for your IRA get to have their cake and eat it too. Because if you have the IRA trust, the money can go into the IRA trust, and then you get creditor protection. Again, the reason I'm emphasizing IRA or retirement in front of the trust, it's a special type of trust. It's not your regular revocable trust or living trust. It's a special trust designed to offer inherited IRAs or inherited IRA people inheriting IRAs creditor protection from bankruptcy, divorce, or lawsuits, but also allow the person passing on the IRA to put in spendthrift provisions. And you get tax benefits like it were an inherited IRA. It's a big, big deal. So be aware of these two new IRA rules and the closing of loopholes, especially the last one having to do with your estate plan. If you have an IRA over $250,000 and you're worried about this, creditor protection, as I think you should be, you need to give me a call. We'll sit down and have a conversation about your estate plan and make sure I'll get you to the right people to make sure you get this issue repaired. So, good information. Appreciate you joining in right here on Financial Coaching Radio. We're going to take another very short break. If you want to keep learning about holistic, comprehensive, personal financial planning from experts, stick around. Financial Coaching Radio is back with you in just a moment. I'm Jason Qualls. Commission-free, certified financial planner.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna.
Aloha, this is Omni Hut.
Polly Walls at the Omni Hut Restaurant. Polly, what's the most popular dinner?
The Tahitian Feast. If you're not that hungry, a lot of times they'll just do the poo-poo platter of appetizers. Bora Bora, shrimp Panamanian, egg rolls, wontons, Tahitian tidbits, Polynesian pit ribs, crab rangoon, chicken on a stick.
Rediscover the Omni Hut.
Come see us at 618 South Lowry Street, just inside Smyrna, near Nissan.
It's Friday, January the 9th, in time for Good Neighbor Events from News Radio WGNS. The Wizard of Oz opens tonight at the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts. Performances at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night, as well as matinees on both Saturday and Sunday, 2 o'clock for the matinees. Just before the Saturday matinee, the Emerald City Luncheon. For information or to make reservations, call the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts at 904-ARTS. Square dancing tomorrow night at 7:30 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That Big Wedding Dress Show opens Sunday at Oakland's Historic House Museum and continues every day through March the 8th. See beautiful wedding dresses from the 1860s all the way through today. That's at Oakland's Historic House Museum in Manny Hall, Sunday through March the 8th. Want to remind you that the Wills for Heroes Clinic is going on Tuesday at the Laverne Police Department. Free wills, durable powers of attorney, and advanced directives for firefighters, police officers, and first responders. Contact Amy Miller Luna at 895-0905. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor Events.
Get more for your money when you play it again. Play it again, sports!
This is Scott inviting you to come in and check out the largest selection of new and used equipment arriving daily. Play it again, sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon once again. We've got busy traffic, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 Medical Center Parkway. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, still some congestion there. Old Fort Parkway corridor still very busy. No reports of accidents or incidents for us at this time in Murfreesboro. For all your auto, home, and life insurance needs, call Allstate agent Delta Tripp, located on Murfreesboro Pike in the Mount Zion Plaza. Call for a free quote at 246-0652. That's 246-0652. I'm Randy O'Brien, News Radio, WGNS, Air Watch Traffic.
An exclusive look at Rutherford County weather from our own meteorologist. WGNS Weather Eye Forecast is on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, and WGNSradio.com. Weather Eye.
Clean and clear tonight, low near 11. Lots of sunshine on Saturday, high of 31. Saturday night, increasing clouds, low near 22. Slight chance of rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on News Radio, WGNS.
Right now, it's 30.
Sir Pizza is ready for your hungry family tonight. They will deliver more to your door. Pizza, pasta, subs, and wings. Get your square sliced heaven tonight from Sir Pizza. A King's Feast is calling my name. They're on Memorial, East Main, and South Church. Sir Pizza, it's what's for dinner.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
So glad you're along for the ride, Rutherford County. This is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. You probably already knew that. Learn more about me at Jason Qualls, at Jason Qualls, CFP.com. It's Friday. Happy Friday to you. And since it's Friday, our normal topic is going to be home and auto insurance. Now, I can't be joined today by Grant or Mike with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, but nonetheless, what you need to know about Middle Tennessee Insurance Group is this. They are an independent agency. That means they can shop multiple companies to see who has the best rate for you in your situation. It's pretty powerful because, you know, there's a lot of agents in this area that can only sell one company. You know, just use common sense. If you're shopping with an agent who can only sell one company, what is the likelihood that one company is going to have the best price for you? Not very likely. I truly value the benefits that independent home and auto insurance agents provide because I don't want to pay any more for insurance than I have to. I don't think you should either. But the bigger thing, and you're going to think this is a load of, you know what? Because they're an advertiser on the show, they're a sponsor of the show. Middle Tennessee Insurance Group has been a sponsor of Financial Coaching Radio since the beginning, over 3 years. We value their sponsorship. You would not be able to hear this show if it weren't for for our great sponsor. So I thank them and every other sponsor, and all the sponsors of Financial Coaching Radio. But this is not why I'm about to say this. The cool thing, the best thing about Middle Tennessee Insurance Group is not that they're a sponsor, because it's not that, you know, it's not a deal breaker. It's not like I'm getting rich off their sponsorship. The thing that I've really noticed, this is the truth, is that they actually care. Every person over there actually cares about getting you the right coverage based on your situation. You know, some would even call them, they're extreme about it. They have so much passion and so much respect for their fiduciary obligation to their clients that they want to make sure when you leave talking to them or coming to their office that you walk out of there knowing the amounts of insurance, the limits that you need on your home and auto, because so very few agents do that. They don't. Most agents don't care. They just want to sell you a policy quick and head on down the road. They could care less if you had the right limits. And folks, I'm about to cover a segment about home and auto insurance that's going to show you that most people behave that way with their insurance plan. I don't want my listeners, I don't want my clients to behave that way. So be sure to check out mid10insgroup.com, MIDTNINSgroup.com, or call them and shop your home and auto insurance at 898-0053, 898-0053. On the home and auto insurance note, this is Financial Coaching Radio, by the way. This is the home and auto insurance portion of the show. It's important. Risk management, it's a pretty vital part to your financial plan. I know most people don't want to talk about it, but it's true. But Google, the giant search engine, is soon to be selling auto insurance online in the U.S. They're coming. They're coming with the carrier to try to compete. And I think Walmart's getting in this game or is already in the game. There's a lot of new startups having to do with car insurance. I'm not a car insurance expert by no means. But what's up with this? Is it that profitable? The money that I see, and maybe it's just the brick and mortar companies with, that's their focus, where they have a lot of agents out there in the U.S. that have a tough time making money. But the information I've seen is that car insurance isn't that profitable. Again, I'm not an expert, but Google and Walmart have all gotten into the auto insurance game. There's got to be something to it. They must think they can make a pretty good return on their investment. And what Google is going to be is like an online independent agent. We already have those to a sense. And that leads me to this next segment. And if you have an insurance question, by the way, financialcoachingradio.com. Financialcoachingradio.com. You know, you hear, they see the commercials, radio, TV, here, see, every billboards, everywhere you go, you know, you can save money on home and auto insurance. You can bundle, you can shop, you can just get on this website, whatever. And in most cases, people are going to be able to save on their insurance if they shop. I think the better deal is when it's how you're shopping for your insurance. Is it beneficial to you and your financial plan? Do you know the pitfalls of not using a face-to-face human insurance expert? If you know all about insurance and you know exactly what you need, or someone's told you, your financial advisor or planner has said, hey, these are the limits for you, and you just go make the transaction online, nothing wrong with that. But the pitfall of people using websites to buy any type of insurance, whether it be life insurance or long-term care insurance, is they're not experts. They don't know anything about it. They're out there doing one thing, and that is shopping for price. So I'll come back to that in a minute. There's websites like The Zebra. Compare now. The Zebra will allow you to compare 1,800 policies with 200 companies across 50 states, representing 96% of the market. And you're familiar with insurance.com and all the other ones. And I'm not going to focus on how to buy insurance online. The bigger focus, there's lots of resources out there. Lots of resources. Compare Now is another website. They will give you actual rates. They have 31 companies. 8 of the 31 are of the largest companies in the United States. Again, everyone's going to have their limitations of what carriers they can sell. And I want to, you know, if a company, you need to do research about the company. You need to understand what insurance company you're with. But I want to dispel some of the myths out there. Is just because the big three or four insurance companies wear out TV commercials that you get out of your head right now that they're the best insurance companies. I'm not saying they're the worst. I'm just saying that just because a company doesn't advertise doesn't mean they are not equal to the ones who spend billions of dollars in advertising. But the bigger issue is every, no matter where you shop, whether it be online or with an independent agent, no one's going to be able to get you every single carrier in a one-stop shop. I don't think insurance, we're not there yet from a technology standpoint. Insurance isn't going to be a one-stop shop. The trouble, as I was saying earlier, or alluding to, stay with me, is that when people shop online for, well, anything, but especially insurance, they choose the cheapest option. And you're thinking, well, why wouldn't I want to choose the cheapest option? Because the cheapest option isn't, may not be, let's just say, may not be the coverage that you need. Example, you shop for the cheapest option and you're online and you buy term life insurance and you buy, you know, 10-year term insurance. And you're 35 years old, and you, so if you're 35 and your 10-year term insurance, if you don't renew or you buy a new policy, would end when you're 45. What if you drop dead at age 46 or 47, you had a couple kids and a wife to support? You didn't know any better to buy maybe a 20-year or 30-year policy because you're out there looking for the cheapest of the cheap on term insurance, and that's how the TV commercials and the radio commercials pitch the term life internet sites. Nothing wrong with 10-year term insurance as long as you know why you own 10-year term insurance. So relate that to auto insurance. There's a lot of nuances with home and auto insurance. You know, uninsured motorist, underinsured motorist, comprehensive, or liability. What's your deductible? What about rental car? What about towing? All this other stuff. You know, the biggest part of a car insurance policy is the liability limits. You know, there's state minimums. I think Tennessee's state minimum is $25,000, $50,000. I mean, that's all the policy would pay if you carry state minimums. Of course, the state minimum coverage, if you're shopping online, is going to be less than a larger policy. So if you're thinking, hey, I'm just going to buy the cheapest, you think that you're covered, that's the bonehead financial move. The way you need to approach this, and this is a very simplistic way, but just to give you an idea of how I view auto insurance and liability, you need at least or more of liability protection on the accident and uninsured motorist in your car insurance policy equal to or greater than your net worth. If you have a $300,000 net worth, maybe your policy needs to pay out $500,000. If you have a $1 million net worth, maybe your policy with an umbrella needs to pay out $2 million. That's a good rule of thumb. But don't be walking around with $500,000 net worth and state minimum coverage. That's stupid. That's not sound financial planning. And that's what online shopping for insurance will do, is it'll lead you to choose the cheapest but not the best coverage for you. You may not realize that insurance is there to protect your assets. If you were to get in an accident and you're underinsured, your other assets are going to stand good for the claim or the lawsuit, like an inheritance or the equity in your home or your retirement plan. And those assets are going to stand good because you bought an inadequate policy. You tried to save a few bucks. Don't do it. That's where the value of an independent agent who actually gives a dang about your situation comes in. As I was mentioning, Middle Tennessee Insurance Group in the intro to this segment. What they do for their customers as far as education is invaluable. Again, if you want to learn more, MiddleTennesseeInsuranceGroup.com or MID, Mid10INSGroup.com, 898-0053. So what do you do? I think I was listening to something the other day, and I'm not a big fan of the source, but it was saying something that the people who use tax experts versus those who don't, even though there's an added cost to using a tax expert, they still save more than those who try to do it themselves. I would submit to you that's the same thing about those trying to do their own personal financial planning. Is that, yeah, there's a cost of working with an advisor, certainly, but you're going to save or earn way more than that advisor cost you. Same thing with insurance. You can go at all these things on your own these days in 2015. The question is it worth it? Only if you're an expert. It will save you some time. But I strongly encourage you to buy insurance the right way. And that's with an independent home and auto insurance agent who cares about you getting the right type of coverage. You'll be able to feel it. If they make the transaction kind of real quick and they're not asking any questions about your other assets and what you got going on, I don't think that's a great insurance agent. Now, I hear these horror stories when Middle Tennessee Insurance Group comes on the show about how they review someone's policy and they're so grossly underinsured, it's almost sickening. And as a financial planner, as a certified financial planner, here's the bottom line. You can have the best retirement plan, the best investment strategy. But if you get into a car accident and you get sued for $1 million and your retirement plan is wiped out, it doesn't matter how good it was. And it got wiped out because you didn't do your risk management plan properly. I know it can be a pain. I hate shopping my home and auto insurance each year, but I think you have to do it. And there's a lot of moving parts with the policies, a lot of moving parts with the companies, a lot of moving parts with different agencies. So you got to make sure once per year you always comparison shop and make sure you're paying the least amount possible with a great company, but making sure you stay on top of the amount of coverage that you need. Just like you would review your investment strategy once per year, maybe more. You would review your financial plan once per year, maybe more. You need to do the same. And if you have a certified financial planner doing comprehensive planning, they're probably already asking you these questions. I take my clients through the insurance part of the planning process each and every time. All right. Stick around. We'll be back in just a short few. Be sure to check out financialcoachingradio.com. Click email the show. Money questions, comments, even your disagreements. I'm Jason Qualls, one of the only commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. For All About Me, Jason Qualls, CFP.com. We're back in just a few. This is Financial Coaching Radio.
Well, I came home like a stone, and I fell heavy into your arms. These days of darkness, wish we'd known, will blow away with this new sun.
Hey, Financial Coaching Radio listeners. If you don't understand exactly how your financial advisor is compensated, you could be in big trouble. My name is Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner. To learn more about why my process is so unique, go to jasonquallscfp.com or call 878-2134 today.
Did you know that the U.S. tax code has over 70,000 pages? This is precisely why you must have a tax expert on your team. The folks at TH&W CPAs have been providing their expertise to individuals and businesses in Middle Tennessee for over 50 years. And now they have an office right here in Murfreesboro. Call Kevin Sizemore today with TH&W CPAs at 848-1072. That's 848-1072 or online at THWCPA.com.
We have many great insurance agents in Rutherford County. The trouble is, most of them really don't work for you and me. That's why I only recommend the independent agents of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. They've helped many of my clients get the home and auto insurance coverages they need while also saving them hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. See if you're wasting money on home and auto insurance today by calling Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 898-0053. That's 898-0053. None of us know what tomorrow may bring. It's not a question of if bad things will happen, it's when. Your loved ones shouldn't have to struggle to make ends meet if you were to die too soon, become sick, or disabled. A sound financial plan is built on a strong foundation, a foundation of proper life insurance, disability insurance, and health insurance. You know you need it, so stop putting it off and call Dan Curtis of Curtis Financial Group today at 224-9527. That's 224-9527, or visit CurtisFinancialGroup.com.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
We've got our hands on name brands like Schwinn, Horizon, Bowflex, and more. Create your own discount. Bring in your old sporting goods and walk out with new equipment.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon once again. We've got busy traffic, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 Medical Center Parkway. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, still some congestion there. 04 Parkway corridor, still very busy. No reports of accidents or incidents for us at this time in Murfreesboro. For all your auto, home, and life insurance needs, call Allstate agent Delta Trip, located on Murfreesboro Pike at the Mount Zion Plaza. Call for a free quote at 246-0652. That's 246-0652. I'm Randy Ryan, News Radio, WGNS, Air Watch Traffic.
Seems like everyone's keeping it local these days. Why not keep your finances local, too? First Bank offers Middle Tennesseans a full array of financial products and services, just like the big guys, with better benefits. When local people help local people, the entire community wins. Let us turn your financial needs into financial solutions. Visit any of our convenient locations or find us online at firstbankonline.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back. Did you know we're with you right here on WGNS, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m., we being Financial Coaching Radio. But did you know you can listen online on the website anytime? You know, this is 2015. Now, back in the day, if you wanted to hear the show, and let's say the show was on from 4 to 5, you would have to be in your car or have a radio on somewhere from 4 to 5 p.m. And I hope that you do lock in to WGNS each and every day, and especially from 4 to 5 p.m. to listen to Financial Coaching Radio. But if you can't, and you want to listen online, even live during the show, 4 to 5 p.m., you can get the WGNS app, or you can actually stream the show live online. All you got to do is go to financialcoachingradio.com. You'll see the Listen Live button right there on the website. But maybe you can't listen every day from 4 to 5, whether online or in your car or near a radio. Well, that's okay. All the past shows are right there on the website. Go to financialcoachingradio.com, and there you'll see a big yellow button about halfway down the page called Archives. And when you click Archives, you'll get all the past shows for free, listed by date and by main topic. And we cover stuff on Financial Coaching Radio that no one else is going to cover in a way that no one else is going to cover it. Because we believe in no hidden agenda and only expert advice. So financialcoachingradio.com, listen live, or click Archives. And I said this at the very beginning of today's show. This 2015, it's time to make sure your money and your investments are in order. I don't know a better way to do that than making sure, getting a double check, getting a second set of eyes on your investments and your retirement plan from a commission-free certified financial planner. You can do whatever you want, but if you have seen all the bad advice that's come out of some of the salespeople in this town, that people value their opinion, where they aren't educated, they aren't independent, and they work on commission, it would be shocking to you. So you got to get a second opinion from a commission-free certified financial planner. You want to find out how I do things? I do things a lot different than almost every advisor in town. Jason Qualls, CFP.com, JasonQuals, CFP.com. Happy Friday. Enjoy your weekend. I'll be back with you Monday. But stick around right here on WGNS because more live and local talk is coming your way right now. All sports talk is coming up. Stick around. I'll see you Monday. Be safe. Enjoy the weekend. Stay warm. Remember to visit Jason Qualls, CFP.com, and FinancialCoachingRadio.com.
You've been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays here on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.